Listener Production.
Stop it. Thanks for listening. I'm going to ask you a huge favour yet again. I ask a lot of favours. But you will find in the description of today's podcast episode a link to a survey that I would love for you to fill out. It's just going to give us some details about who you are. And then I'm going to stalk you and then I'm going to try to hook up with you. That's the only reason for it. Prizes up for grabs, $100 gift cards plus free stuff from the Fuck Off Shop for random people who fill the survey out.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here.
Amazon is the only place that I shop. And Wish.
Okay.
I get everything from those two websites because they're so cheap.
So cheap.
Oh, great for Christmas. I also like to buy things from this other website. I think it's called fkoffshop.com. It sells so many great things.
Oh my God, please tell me more.
Buy. Very, so overpriced. I decided to have a look at Temu.
No.
So Temu is the new sort of Wish.
You've spoken about this before.
Yeah. Wish won't sell your data. Well, maybe not as obvious as Temu does.
Maybe they're just better at doing it.
They're much better at doing it. So I bought one thing off Temu and suddenly I get like 60 weird emails a day. Just so many. So many.
Can you unsubscribe or it's just...
No, it's not from Temu. It's from... Let me read you the spam that I get.
Oh, no.
Right? Here we go. And I've taken a screenshot. This one's from Casual Dating.
Oh.
How did you know I was online? Young hot ladies would like to get to know you better. Look at this. This is just all sent to me on October 21. Look at those. Look at that. Just so many.
Oh, my God.
Meeting you is the best plan ever. Hello, handsome. It's not too dirty, is it? I have some intimate pictures for you. Would you like to see? Please reply back. Right? Sex Tinder. You can choose for yourself, tight pussy or an even tighter ass. Click to find out.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Oh. So many. Oh, hi, baby. I was recently dumped by a guy. Now I'm alone and need a man. I'll do for you all you want. Follow this link and watch my videos.
Oh, my God.
My name is Paula97.
Okay, hang on. Did these all go to your spam folder or did these come into...
No, these come into my non...
No.
Yeah. They're now coming into my spam because I don't know, Google realized they were spam. But like I was getting like a Pornhub wet girls. Fuck_me. These are the users. You're incredibly handsome, but that's not the most interesting thing about you. Ladies want to fuck you. Click this link so you can get fucked.
Oh my God.
It's like they're really trying hard to get me to click the link.
Also, I'm just thinking of little Gladys, who's just trying to buy some Christmas presents for her family and who goes
goes to Temu,
tries to save a bit of cashola, and then receives these emails.
Like, what's really funny is some, like, they're really trying hard to get me to just click the link. And I'm too scared to, obviously. I really want to.
But you sexy man,
really,
and you want girls.
Some of them are, like this one, that arrived 9 o'clock today. If I go into it, it's from Audrey. And it's not even like, I'm not even blind carbon copied. I'm in here with all these other people.
Oh my God.
Leighton Williams at Gmail, Gabrielle. And it says, this is the text. 2 drink electricity workplace acid, mysterious attack about us silence with an attachment. I mean, I want to click that so bad.
Oh my God, I want to click it so bad.
And it's a picture of this very sexy Indian woman, like, cupping her head and her hand. And I want to click it. It's a PDF.
Oh, I want to click it so bad, but it's an immediate virus.
Imelda sent me this. 43510, slight hormonal if oversee, withdrawal entrepreneur shrink mud invent, 633.
Excuse me?
And then I can see what looks like Dua Lipa doing a sexy pose.
The Dua Lipa?
No, it's someone that looks like Dua. Oh, stop it. It's from Dua, guys. Oh. Like, but they're trying so hard to get me to click on these links.
Wow. Okay, so hang on, Christian. What are you going to do?
I don't know because I get
You can't unsubscribe.
No, but there's nowhere to unsubscribe to. I get maybe 16 or 17 of these a day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation? Well, do you just report?
No, I can't. I don't even know what to do. Oh, it's definitely from Temu.
Temu.
Because as soon as I bought it, countless emails.
What about the time that you went on, do you remember the time you went on Wish for the first time? Did you receive any?
Yeah. I mean, sure, I got a lot of Wish spam, but I just unsubscribed to their newsletter.
So that was easy.
Newsletter. So easy. I'm not even getting, it's not even Temu stuff. Can I tell you it's from Temu? Not really. But oh my God, look at my spam folder.
Oh my God.
I haven't even checked my spam folder. Oh my God. In the last 4 days, 403.
Oh.
Free sex. So much free sex. Let me click on this.
You're getting 100 spam emails a day. Oh my God, Christian, no.
It's just all.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to do.
You're like, and they're not even advertising for men. They're advertising for women. I'm not even interested.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
It's like at least sway to my preferences.
I was buying a jock strap and some like a gay flag off Temu. Like, at least look at what I'm buying.
At least be more specific in your target demo.
God, can you lick my pussy all night from Emma?
Oh.
Open in Google chat. Should I do it?
No, Christian. No, don't do that.
I want to do it so bad.
Don't.
But I know it's not real.
Yeah, don't do it.
And also, I don't want to lick Emma's pussy all night. But some of them are really convincing. Like, the text is weird and the formatting is weird, but it's like, you know, like clickbait headlines. Like, these are the most sexiest images of women you'll ever see. Click here. And I'm like,
I want to see. This is, honestly, sometimes the scamming these days is just too good.
Oh, you know what? I'm really worried. I'm worried about mum and dad.
Oh, I'm so worried about mum and dad.
Because people, like AI voice
deepfakes.
Technology.
Yep.
And my mum and dad, like, I could call them up and be like, hi, Mum. I'm ill, my leg. Can you buy me a plane ticket to Europe? They're like, yeah, of course. Like,
yeah.
They dote.
Yeah.
Well, Mum dotes. Yeah. Dad's like, what does he want now? And like, if someone called, just basically opening it up for people to call my mother and pretend to be me and scam her out of her
life. There was a text scam not so long ago that was, hey, Mum, it's me.
Yes.
Lost my phone. Yes. Can you transfer
me? This is so and so's. Can you? Yeah.
It's really scary. Actually, my sister recently told me a horrific story of her fiance is a banker. And basically, there was this scamming situation that worked on this couple for 6 months, pretending to be an actual bank. Like, I'm talking email, signatures, phone calls. Like, it was an insane operation, but they got $500,000 for their deposit for their house. Of course, you're going to work. If you're going to get half, there's potential to scam $500,000 off a couple.
$500,000? How do they have so much?
Very rich people. Well, yeah, finance, whatever. So this poor couple transferred all of their savings and all of their house deposit to this bank account. Gone. And my sister's fiance, who was a professional banker, was like, if you, it's only because I work in the industry, it's two things I would have been sus on, but to the average person, it's a perfect scam.
Well, when anyone calls me, the slightest hint of sussery, I'm like, I'm going to call you through the Combank number and ask for you. And I'm like, yeah, here's what you need to do. Here's how to connect back to me. Trust no one. Like, it's so. It's getting better. I think the Combank's getting better because it's like someone's like, hello, this is so-and-so from the Combank. What's your name, date of birth for confirmation and password? I'm like, what? I'm not going to give you that information.
Yeah.
You want my password? Like, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's to confirm that you are who you are. I'm like, I need you to confirm who you are.
Yeah. That's so true.
But they, a lot of the times now, they're like, okay, open your app, Combank, physical Combank app.
Yeah.
We're going to send you a notification with a 4-digit code.
Ah.
Tell me the code.
Oh, okay.
So that way you know that the Combank has actually sent you something.
Yeah.
And they know you're looking at that code.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, that's clever.
God, it's really scary.
It's so scary. You can't do anything.
No.
Trust no one.
Trust no one.
Like, I'm waiting for the day.
Where they take my $2.
Where I click on this link and they take my $4. I want the free sex. 50,000. I want to play a card game. It's called Curious Humans.
Is it stolen from Tony and Ryan?
No. No. For once, I haven't stolen content from Australia's greatest podcast.
Good job.
Australia's worst podcast steals Australia's best podcast content. That was a real struggle to say.
Yeah.
Cool. Complete drivel. Great. Curious Humans is the name of the game. It's an Australian creator. I met him, there's a couple, at Sexpo.
Oh.
And I bought their game. And it's basically just like, it's like a getting to know you game. Mm. There's a whole bunch of different cards. You draw a card and it says, you know, what would you do? Would you rathers? There's all, you know, science.
Ooh.
This one is kinky.
Oh.
Kinky scenarios and what would you do's.
And I see there's some handcuffs on the packet there.
Yes. Yeah.
Kinky.
So I thought we would go through these and we would just talk about them.
Okay.
They're like little thought starters.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
So this statement says, wearing costumes turns me on. Not for me.
Wearing costumes... Like if you put on a costume, you immediately feel...
Like in the bedroom, I would assume, because this is the kinky. So.
But like for someone else or for you?
Either or. Like if you wore something sexy and you're like, I'm turned on.
Nah, costume's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Being sexually humiliated turns me on. No.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I don't know. I think it'd be like... sexually humiliate, probably someone like humiliating you for how you look or how you are in the bedroom.
No.
Like someone calling you a dirty slut, is that's just dirty talk. That's not right. Humiliation.
That's just standard Wednesday, am I right?
Really classical. Yeah. Pregnancy turns me on.
What the freak?
Yeah, there's a pregnancy fetish.
What?
Did you not know this? There's a fetish for everything.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, that would, I mean, it makes sense. There is a fetish for everything, but pregnancy?
Yeah. Okay, this is choose one. I would like to have a remote control vibrator used on me by someone else in public, or I would like to operate a remote control vibrator on someone in public.
Immediately, yes.
You both.
Immediately, yes.
You wanted what? Which one?
Sure. Someone operate on me.
Yeah, 100%.
My friend is actually in a long distance relationship and the partner controls her toy from Poland.
Yes, I've done that with other people.
What?
Yeah, you tap the screen and you do all this
stuff. It's called, is it called like My Vibe or something?
Oh, there's so many of them.
Something.
There's so many toys like that.
I didn't know that was a thing. Isn't it just insane that someone can control that?
How
from...
sexually naive are you? I like two starfish in the bed. That is all of the positions.
Yeah, the funny thing is I thought I was actually pretty kinky.
I thought you were too, but like the more I talk about this, you're like, oh, you mean you can put it in the anus?
Wait, you don't have to pay for Pornhub?
Yeah, that's right. Porn is free. I'm like, have you been on the internet? gagging during oral sex turns me on. If someone gags on mine, I'm like, oh, so sorry. Like, I want you to have an enjoyable
time.
It's
the people-pleasing complex. I'm like, oh.
But also, I don't love gagging.
Mm.
Because it's hard to breathe and then you're not enjoying it and then you become too concerned. Although sometimes it depends on the penis and the person.
It depends on the person because if they're into it, then I'm kind of immediately into it if they are.
Yeah, some guys just grab the back of your head and force it in and I'm like, no, I don't like aggressive.
You've got to give me some warning.
No, even still, I'm like, no, I don't like aggressive.
Okay.
Okay, choose one. I have used ice cubes during sex or I would like to try using ice cubes.
I would like to try.
Yeah, I would like to try too. I've never used it. I don't.
Interesting. It would be a weird sensation, I guess.
It would be
cold. But also warm. Yeah, I can guess what the sensation would be. It would be cold.
But you know, sometimes if you're not ready for something and you touch something and it's freezing cold, your body thinks it's hot.
Huh.
And so you're like, ow, it burnt. And then you're like, No, it's really just cold. It's just that quick reaction where your body thinks it's...
But also the thing with using any water or ice or anything, water takes away from the natural lubricant. Did you know?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So water-based lube is not good for...
No, like water-based lube because that's its purpose, but actual like just normal water.
Oh, like in the shower?
Yeah.
Oh!
That's why I don't understand when people say they have pool sex. I'm like... How does that work? Or showers, yeah.
But wouldn't the water be in the end? make it lubey. I don't know.
No, water takes away from the natural lubricant. It doesn't make
give
it.
You,
no.
Well, that's weird.
Like, you think water, liquid, it would work, but no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact.
I have had a sexual fantasy involving doctors or nurses. Yes. Absolutely. When I went in for my general on my knee, there was some really hot, like, I don't know what are they wardens? Mm. No, it's a prison. Where they wheel the bed. Mm. I was this really hot guy and I was like, you can touch me.
My eyes are giving you consent, right?
Yes. Now. I'm like, oh, like hot fans, like he wheels me into a back room and then we fall around. Like, ooh. Oh.
You did mention the other day, off topic from doctors and nurses, but plumber.
Oh, yeah.
You did mention that.
Yes.
Off your sex bucket list when you said that you had sex with someone in the hotel.
The hotel, the plumber.
You said my...
tradesman.
Yes.
A tradesman coming in to actually legitimately do a trade.
Yeah.
And then we trade something else.
Actually.
Would be a hot fantasy.
And then we started talking about your sex bucket list.
God, I have no memory of that.
Wow, you have the world's worst memory. Yeah. So on your list, the things that you want to tick off sexually. So one would be a tradesman. Do you have any other things that you can put on your sex list?
Did the hotel employee.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was really good. That was a good one.
Tradesman.
Like any fantasies that you want to tick off?
Yeah, I think some people, I don't think, they're not appropriate. Like a teacher, like someone who's like, I'm going to help you, I'm going to show you how to fix this. And then they're like, oh. Our hands touch. Oh.
That's
and then
correct.
We're kissing. And then we're making out. But I think, like a therapist. I go to a therapy session. But that's like.
Is that because you're already laying on a bed?
So inappropriate though. They're not allowed to do that. Which is why it's kind of hot.
So you just want what you're not allowed to do. That's what
I think,
want.
Yeah.
Love that.
Backpacker. As I look across the road to, there's a bunch of backpacking hostels.
Oh, yeah. I
just any men. Any profession.
You man, me good.
You are man, me good to go. I have had a sexual fantasy involving a stranger. I mean, yes.
Yeah, anytime an attractive person
walks past. This is a good one. Sniffing underwear turns me on.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it.
I'm a cleanliness type of person.
But, I mean, there's a big market for women selling their underwear, so.
Huge.
Huge.
And socks.
Oh.
So disgusting.
Feet people.
Good for you if that's you.
Sure, each to their own. Yep.
This is a great one.
Okay.
I have used a glory hole, or I would like to try and use a glory hole.
What's your answer, Jeez. Christian?
I wonder, what's yours?
Why haven't.
No.
I just wouldn't be in a scenario that would have a glory hole. Where would I be in a scenario?
Oh, yeah. For women, it would be.
Where?
I don't know. You'd have to go to like a sex on premises venue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wrestling turns me on.
Yes.
Watching wrestling or being wrestled
No,
with?
Wrestling. My ex-boyfriend and I used to do it all the time. And then I'd get so angry and then we'd end up having sex.
That's hot. Yeah. See, that's good.
Yeah. See, I can be.
I love how you're flipping your hair that's tied back so tightly with headphones on.
What about you?
No, not
what
really.
What about watching wrestling?
Not really.
No?
No.
Oh, not at all?
No.
Wow.
I've had a sexual fantasy about being kidnapped.
Don't think so.
Okay, we're going to finish on this one. So this weirds me out. I have tried fisting during sex or I would like to try fisting.
Immediately no.
Yeah, I've fisted someone before.
Have I?
Oh. I've attempted to. It's really painful. It hurts your hand. Well, you don't go like, it's like clench your fist. You sort of like put all your fingers together and like try to, and then you put it in. It hurts. It hurts a lot. Not like, not having a fist in your asshole. I'm assuming that would
what
hurt.
What on earth?
But putting it in someone's butthole, it just tightens around your and the cuts off your. It hurts. But then someone was telling me that they got fisted for. They just out of nowhere, some guy just like put his fist in, and he said it was very pleasurable.
Oh,
and I was like, really? I don't understand.
See, everyone has their own preferences. Everyone's body works differently.
And another guy.
Oh my God! What?
Another guy that I know said that he. Was asked to do it and, and just pulled his hand out and there was a fistful of
no
yeah
no immediately
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't particularly want to put my hand in there. Yeah. The game isn't usually as sexually aggressive as that, but it's a fun game. It's called Curious Humans.
I do like it. It's questions that, you know, you wouldn't really, you know.
Yeah, it's like really getting to know someone.
I mean, to be fair, we talk about anything and everything, so I'm surprised.
It's just, I mean, yeah. It's like, hi everyone, welcome to dinner. Okay.
I'm fisting, yay or
fisting.
Nay.
Have you done it?
Welcome to my dinner party. Good dinner
dessert
party.
Anyone? Brownies? We love a Florida man story on this podcast. And I was introduced to the Florida men via you, Natalie.
Yes.
Because you were like, Christian, you have to see this. There are men in Florida and they're shit crazy.
I don't know what's in the water in Florida. Do you remember what happened to the Florida man on your birthday? Remember this at the first segment that we did?
Yeah, I think he broke into a house, stole someone's cat and then sued the lady because he hurt himself while breaking into her house.
I remember mine.
What was yours?
Mine was Florida man tries to have sex with golden doodle in front of a kid's playground, then steals car and ruins local church nativity scene. That is the headline.
That sounds like a great plot of a comedy movie.
Yeah, it does.
Well, this one that you've brought to my attention is amazing and the story is actually a bit emosh. The title is Florida man kidnap scientist to make dog immortal. Oh, but it's sad. So
he kidnapped someone.
Yeah, but listen to his reason. Let me read the article. Florida man Philip has decided that his dog should have eternal life because the loss of this loved one would be devastating. He loves his dog too much and he can't let it die, the article says. All dog owners would love to never have to worry about their four-legged friend moving on to the afterlife. Perfectly fair and reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I'm not an animal person, but I understand someone's
love
for their dog. People love dogs more than they love humans.
That's true.
I get that.
Yeah.
I think as much as I hate dogs, in a list of people I hate more is people.
Yeah.
Number one, humans.
Yeah, 100%.
Number three, cats, I think. Yeah. And number four, dogs. Mm. Anyways, it goes on to say that he couldn't cope with the thought of the loss of his dog. So he was like, oh, I'll just kidnap a scientist and he can Frankenstein my dog and make him immortal. So he kidnapped a guy named Ryan, who was a scientist from the University of South Florida. Poor Ryan. There was no laboratory, no chemical formula to keep the dog alive. Nothing. The scientist was like, what? What the fuck is wrong with you? Anyways, Ryan's family were like, where's Ryan? Alerted the police. And thankfully, they found scientist Ryan before Philip had sort of... I don't think he was planning on doing any
but he
harm
was like,
to the scientist.
Give me answers.
He's like, hi, you're locked in my house until you make my dog immortal.
Just listen to that sentence.
Isn't that amazing?
You are locked in my house until you make my dog immortal. Okay.
They didn't actually charge Philip with anything, which is super weird.
Oh, okay.
He kidnapped another person.
But they were like, oh, it involves a dog. You're
yeah, they
free
were like,
to go.
Oh, we get it. Absolutely. Yeah. Ryan, why didn't you come up with a formula? Ryan was then sued for not...
Then the police keep him. They're like, no, you're not leaving anywhere.
Yeah. Anyways, reporters got to Philip and were like, why? And he goes, I just get anxious when I think my dog is going to die someday. He is all I have.
Oh, that's really sad. Maybe just don't kidnap. People have sad feelings. Maybe just don't kidnap people.
I just love Florida man kidnap scientist to make dog immortal. But I love that the headlines, like this is a headline from Florida. Florida man. Yeah, anyway.
Should we see what's happening in the Florida men today? Oh, there's a whole website dedicated.
Is this today's?
Yeah. Florida man fined $500 for telling cops his name was Ben Dover.
Come on, they've got to make these up. Where do they find these people?
Yeah, look, there's just I don't know what's in the water in Florida. I don't get it.
Crocodiles. Alligators.
Maybe.
No, there are.
Well, how do you know that?
Florida.
Lots of crocodiles?
Alligators.
Alligators, okay.
Are you not aware?
No.
There are probably more alligators than are crocodiles in the Northern Territory.
Oh, are there so people? There's more alligators than people.
Do you know,
I think there's more chickens than people.
Really? On Have you seen that meme and it's like, look at all these chickens.
Look at all these chickens. Okay, we've really gotten off the rails.